The plan that passed a Senate committee on a party-line vote would grandfather in existing frac sand operations so that they never face tougher local regulations than they do right now. But to get grandfathered in, a mining operation would not have to be up and running. A company would only have to file paperwork to register a mineral deposit in order to tie a local government's hands. The Wisconsin Towns Association said it opposed the bill after its members learned more about what's in it. That got the attention of Governor Walker, who says he wants to find a balance that preserves local control.
Initially, it sounded like they had worked out something with the Towns Association. I had talked to the Towns Association several months ago about this when I spoke to them. They backed away from that. And so my hope is before there's a final version passed in both houses, there's some way that it can work that kind of balance out. But we'll have to see.
Walker stopped short of saying he needed local governments on board before he can support the bill.
Ultimately, more important than what group's on or off, it depends on what's actually in the bill.
The governor also stopped short of saying a frac sand bill needed to pass this session.
What's ultimately going to happen if they don't make a change is it will still have a vibrant frac sand industry in the state. There'll just be a few holes here or there where it's not allowed or very difficult.
While the frac sand bill passed committee, it's not clear whether it has the votes to pass the full Senate before it wraps up its business for the year in early April. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.